This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
We're all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. David in Illinois is on hold. I just wanted to put one quick exclamation point on this, then Gwyneth, then David. So, to talk about government and what a great job they do, the city government in Jackson, Mississippi, is so bad. It's so bad they mismanaged their water treatment system to the point where the pumps don't work and people can't use water for bathing because it's toxic. They can't use it for drinking because it's toxic. They can't use it for brushing their teeth because it's toxic. They don't know when they're going to have it fixed. There are about 160,000 people involved in Jackson, Mississippi. But the good news is water. Water was brought in by the National Guard, bottled water. And they distributed the water until it ran out, all 700 cases, for 160,000 people. This is a mess. And this is not just one isolated incident. This is happening. Things are breaking all over the United States and the rest of the world. There's a line of people on this image, waiting to get water a mile long.
Oh, God.
To get a case of water. A case of water. How big is the case? I don't know. Maybe, I mean, I've seen 6, I've seen 12, I've seen 24, I've seen 36 bottles. You know, you get fewer bottles in a case that has larger containers and more bottles in a case that has smaller containers. I don't know how big these are, but all 700 of them ran out. Imagine that. You can't depend on anybody. You can't depend on the National Guard. And by the way, that's been federalized. You can't depend on the state. You can't depend on the city, the town. You can't depend on anything but you and maybe some of your family. Gwyneth, any comments about the things that we've been discussing before David comes on with his call?
Yeah, anyone who's out there, you don't have to worry about bringing down the government. They're doing a pretty good job of bringing themselves down. And what you need to do is you need to be prepared now to live in a world without rulers, because that's exactly what you're going to get. And to put it another way, you need to look after yourself. And you need to look after your immediate family. And maybe one or two really, really good friends, if they're like your bosom buddy that you've known for the last 30 years or whatever, then maybe look after them too. But, you know, that's the extent of the people that you are going to be able, that you are going to have the capacity to look after. So I would say look after parents, look after children, look after spouses, maybe look after, if you, depending on your capacity and depending on their cooperativeness and like-mindedness, maybe extended family, and maybe bosom buddy type friends, maybe, depending on who they are. But other than that, you are not going to be able to look after anybody else. And you are going to have to prioritize family, children, spouse. That's who you're going to have to prioritize looking after. It's and you know, like I say, you're not even going to have to say bring it on anarchy, because anarchy is pretty well here, because nobody seems to be running anything. Nobody knows how to run anything. And you better know how to run stuff for your own household, because otherwise it's going to be chaos in your own household. Where are you going to get your drinking water from? You know, if you've got five people in a household, I can guarantee that a case of water is not going to go very far. It may not even last a day. It's just absolutely mind-blowing. And what are you going to do when you've got, you know, however many children you've got, and no food in the cupboards? And, you know, it's not safe. Even if, you know, your favorite fast food restaurant was open, it's not safe to take them down to get them burgers. Because they might, you know, if the little one lags behind, they might be snatched up or separated by the crowd when a flash mob riot breaks out. You are going to have to look after you, and you are going to have to look after your immediate family and work with them so that all of you are looked after. And you are going to have to teach your children that we're all going to have to look after each other. That's what you're going to have to do. And, you know, you are going to have to plant a vegetable garden. You are going to have to get a hold of some chickens from somewhere and figure out how to look after them and feed them, you know, without a supply chain. And here's a tip, manure. Manure feed. Chickens eat manure. In the natural world, in the forest or whatever, that's what they eat. They go around and they clean up all the poops of all the other animals. That's what they eat. In nature, they don't eat grain so much. They eat a little bit of grain. They eat a few bugs. But most of their diet is fallen fruit, rotten fruit on the forest floor, and manure, and things that they scratch up from the leaf litter. That's what they eat. That's why you don't see piles of manure all through the forest. The chickens eat them. And other chicken-like birds, like, I don't know, turkeys and, you know, stuff like that. And here in Australia, we've got something called a mallee fowl, and you've got partridges and stuff like that as well, but that have the same sort of lifestyle. But you're going to have to figure out how to do things for yourself, and you're going to have to figure out how to do it now, because when Coprola hits propeller, it's going to be too late. And you either figure out how to do it now, or you're going to be watching your children starve to death in front of you in the future. You better figure it out now, because your very posterity depends on it. And you better get your children enlisted in the task, whether they want to or not. Say, listen, these are dangerous times. You've got no idea how dangerous things are, kid. We're planting some potatoes, and you're going to help to look after them so that we can eat in 6 months' time. That's what you're going to have to do. This is it. It's just absolutely mind-blowing, the days that we're living in.
I've got one question for you.
Yep.
I know you listen to more broadcasts than I do, because I don't listen to any of them. Is anybody talking about what we're talking about today? Is any single broadcaster that you know of talking about what we're talking about?
A lot of them are beginning to, but they don't have any real answers. They don't know. But they're saying, yeah, things are falling apart, and yeah, maybe you better put a garden in. But they don't know how to put a garden in because they've never done it. And
I'm talking about,
you know,
anarchy.
When I listen to a podcast on YouTube, I don't just listen to the podcast. I go through and I read the comment section, and sometimes you see the stupidest thing in the comment section. I saw today, I was on a particular preparedness podcast on YouTube, and I scrolled through the comments section, and somebody said, oh, I'm all right in this coming energy crisis because I've got a cord of wood set by. And I thought, that doesn't sound like it's going to be enough. And then after I'd finished listening to this, I listened to Tuesday's broadcast where you were speaking with Rich Sheban, and I don't know how much a cord of wood is, okay? Or I didn't before yesterday's class. It's half a ute. One ute load is half a cord. One farm truck is half a cord, right? That's right. What you said yesterday.
That's right.
And I'm thinking two ute loads around here would not get me very far.
If you have a small cabin.
And there's just one of me here.
If you have a small cabin like Abraham Lincoln was reported to live in, a cord of wood would not heat the cabin for a winter. I'm talking about a one-room cabin. It wouldn't do it.
It might keep me for two weeks.
We use an enormous amount of wood. People have no idea how much wood they're going to go through. Gwyneth, I wanted to know, in the broadcast that you've listened to, is anyone talking about anarchy? We're talking about anarchy and what a mess it's going to be. Are they talking about that? Are they talking about the collapse of society and what it really means in the terms that we've described today?
Not in the terms that we've described today. A few of them are beginning to say, listen, things are falling apart pretty quickly. We're going to be heading into a situation of anarchy or without rule of law, but they don't know what it means and they don't know what to do about it.
Okay, so it's really simple what you do about it, class. You have to be prepared. You got to be out of the way. You have to be out of the way. So unless you're going to do what my former friend did with his neighbors and get on the rooftop and be willing to risk your lives, because, you know, if these guys are shooting from the rooftop, if they're shooting rioters, and the National Guard is there, and the National Guard hears shots, they're not going to know if the shots are aimed at the National Guard or if the shots are aimed at the rioters. So what's the National Guard going to do? They're probably going to kill the guys on the roof.
Yeah.
This is a really bad situation.
That's exactly what they're going to do.
You need to get out of the way. You need to get out of the way. And if you're not out of the way, you need to have a plan to get out of the way. And you need to have food. And I got a call from Greg Lesher this morning just for the broadcast. And I told him, I can't do it. I can't do it anymore. I didn't say it in exactly these words, but I can't waste my time anymore on people when I'm talking with them one-on-one. If they don't get it, and if I say, look, you know, things are getting kind of rough, and, you know, I try to ease them into it. Hey, you ought to get some cans of food, and you ought to get some jars of spaghetti sauce, and you ought to grow a garden, and you ought to get some pasta, and you ought to, you know, make sure that you have enough. Oh, yeah, we have enough. Got plenty. Got some food in the freezer. Yeah? What about the electric grid? How's that going to work? So I'm now at the point where I go, oh, okay, it's good. It's good. I'm glad you're all set. I don't waste another half a breath. I'm willing to do it on the air for people who are willing to pay attention, but I'm no longer willing to talk to people one-on-one that don't get it. I can't fix it. It's too big. David will be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the control.
Okay, class. So, I have not changed my tune one iota. Not one. I won't compromise. COVID is real. It's a bioweapon. It's deadly. It's not fake. It's not fraud. It is absolutely real. Number two, don't participate in riots or protests. Don't do it. Don't do it. I'm not changing my tune one iota. Now, some people might say I'm weak. You know, I should be out there protesting. That's insanity. Protesting is saying to whatever team you don't like, we really don't like what you're doing. Would it be okay if you, you know, would you please consider changing? Do you really think any of these people work for you? Do you really think that? Welcome, David.
Hey, how you doing? David, yeah, it's getting crazy.
David, thank you. Thank you for being so patient and holding. David, do you disagree with anything that I've said? You're a Marine.
No. Well, I grew up Marine facilities. Okay. This whole thing is crazy. I agree with you. The pandemic nonsense is the vaccines that I don't believe in. But there's something out there. Yeah, and I think it's government created. I mean, I was already warned before it happened to get the stuff ready. How was I warned ahead of time if they didn't know? You know what I'm saying? I had my equipment.
I do. So I tried to tell people. David, the problem is anarchy is coming. I really believe it. I'm not trying to frighten people unnecessarily. But, you know, to be forewarned is to be able to prepare. And that's what we teach. We teach how to prepare. But this thing that's coming is really serious. And there are a lot of stupid people out there. And there are a lot of people who don't value life the way we at USA Prepares value life. You know, we think that spiders have a purpose. And they do. And we think that worms have a purpose. And we think chickens have a purpose. And we just don't kill recklessly just because. There are people who aim for turtles that are trying to cross the road. And they think it's really neat to go run them over. I mean, it's disgusting. I know people like that. And they're not my friends. You know, class, we've had a lot of instructors here at USA Prepares, and some of them are no longer here because they have chinks in their armor. I'm not going to say who they are. But some have had chinks in their armor, and, you know, they'll say one thing on the air with authority, and they'll go and do the opposite in their personal life. I can't have that. I can't have that. And USA Prepares is not totally free speech. Now, I support free speech, but there's certain things that I cannot allow as the host of USA Prepares, as an instructor. I can't allow people saying that COVID is fake and fraud and let people go out recklessly without care and without consideration for their own health because they believe somebody on the radio says that COVID is fake and fraud. It's real. It killed three members of my family and one of my friends last week. And it's taken down two of my friends right now to a very, very serious life-threatening extent. Two. So in terms of free speech, I think it's wonderful to be able to say lots of things. But I don't think it's a good idea to yell fire in a crowded theater and have people trample each other. That's not a good idea. And I don't support it. Well, I do support free speech. I don't support people saying, you don't have to be careful about COVID. Someone coughs in your face. That's okay. Someone spits on the hand grip of a shopping cart. That's okay. It's not okay. And the vaccine is really dangerous. Really dangerous. And people who say, y'all go get it, have gotten a lot of people killed. The media is complicit. The government's complicit. Big Pharma's complicit. David, your comments when we come back and we've got Greg on hold. I'm passionate about this. I don't think we're going to be able to fix it. I think it's a fait accompli. It's going to happen. I don't want it to happen. I want to be out of the way, and I want you all to be out of the way, too. Don't participate in it. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Fierce battles have been reported as Ukraine tries to retake Russian-occupied southern Kherson region, but military experts have told the BBC it won't happen quickly. The FBI has messed with the wrong monkey. Mickey Dolenz, the last surviving monkey, is suing the FBI for any records against him, bandmates, or the band. The monkeys were investigated by the FBI twice, once allegedly for anti-Vietnam War activities, and another time was so completely redacted, nobody knows what the FBI was doing. A court filing late Tuesday objected to President Trump's proposal that the seized documents be vetted by a third-party arbitrator, a.k.a. a special master. The Department of Justice and FBI have been caught in scandals going after Trump in the past. The Justice Department says efforts were likely taken to obstruct the government's investigation. A Florida judge will decide Thursday. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Mikhail Gorbachev, the last leader of the Soviet Union that led to the collapse of communism and the end of the Cold War, died Tuesday at 91 years of age at a hospital in Moscow. President Biden, during a political campaign speech in Pennsylvania Tuesday, gave his followers some misinformation.
Did you realize the bullet out of an AR-15 travels five times as rapidly as a bullet shot out of any other gun?
A June study by Field & Stream looked at the fastest cartridges, and AR-15 rounds did not make their list. Claiming $50 million of negative advertising aimed against him, the Senate race in Georgia is in full swing. Republican challenger Herschel Walker on Newsmax.
Because there's an inflation problem. There's a crime problem in Atlanta. You know, there's so many problems. The Senator Warnock voted to put men in women's sports. And that's a problem. I think the people are saying, you know, we don't like this. And that's the reason right now that they spent so much money, but yet the race is still tied. And I want the people to know that there's a big contrast between he and myself. You know, I believe men should not be in women's sports. And I do know a man can't get pregnant, but I also know that we do have to have peace through strength, that we got to support our military, that we got to support our men and women in blue. And he called them names, so I think people are sick of that.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Flash it.
God, you're take my when you go to the season. For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, just one more example that Joe doesn't know what he's talking about the speed of a bullet coming out of an AR-15. So 5.56 NATO cartridge travels about 3,200 feet per second out of the muzzle. And a .30-06 Springfield, which is also a military cartridge, or was, travels at 2867. But at 300 yards, that 5.56 is slowed down to 1,950 feet per second, whereas the Springfield is going still faster at 2,100 feet per second. I don't know what Joe is talking about, but a AR-15 bullet does not go five times faster than every other bullet. He doesn't know what he's talking about. And this is just one more example. David, back to you, and then Greg.
Yeah, I'll get through a couple points real quick about what you guys comment on. I'll get off here. I was in some of those riots as a kid. I had a choice to sit in the police vehicles or the Fed unmarked, and I would have to hide in the floorboards. Or I got to sit out there and try to catch a fish once in a while. There were always protests. They just didn't have as many guns, but they were destroying cars. But they did make bombs, okay, so you couldn't walk by a trash can. Most of that stuff was about lack of food. Now let's go to today. Okay, I know people still, I have contacts. It is so bad up there. People are going hours out of the city to look for food. Now they can't hardly find food. They're going to the stores everywhere 3 days a week in his area. Can't find food. He's out of power now. He just gets put out of power. Everything is electric. And now you say, what do I do? You told me I need to deal with water, cooking source, and situation. How do I deal with that? What do I do? So I had to tell him what to do. But you remember that shooting on the 4th of July up there in Chicago up north? During the parade, before the parade, where that kid went and did a shooting, he was there, up there, right up the street. He said that place is a ticking time bomb. Everybody that even wasn't there after that happened were armed to the teeth. They were waiting and hoping something triggered off at that point. He said, I couldn't wait to get out of there. Everybody was carrying weapons under their shirts, everywhere. Bars were checking them in. He knew a friend had a nightclub. He was, I'm making them check them in. Everybody. Yeah, it's a ticking time bomb. And they're taking that out of the cities. Now, one other point real quick about what Gwenna said about close people. We had our little arrangement situation we thought we did in case things went bad. Until one of the individuals sat there and said, well, I don't want any of my friends to go through this stuff, so I'll just put all you guys down first. And then I'll just, you know, deal with stuff after. I'm like, wait a minute, what did he just say? No.
He said he'd put you all down.
Yeah. He was going to take all the supplies for him and his family and put everybody else down. He said he was going to put us down.
Oh,
and I'm like, that's it. That's it. I don't trust nobody no more. I'm staying away from people. We got our
David,
own supplies.
I talked about this on the air. I have a friend. I haven't seen him in a long time. But he pulled me aside many years ago, and he said, Dave Vinny, I may have to shoot my own relatives because they aren't putting anything back. And what he meant by that was they're not preparing. They're going to show up at his house, and they're going to try to take over. And he said, I may have to shoot my own relatives. Now, I was aghast, just like you were when you heard this. This is foreign to me. This doesn't make any sense. You know, I'm trying to get people to prepare so that they don't run out of food, so they don't come here and find out that we don't have enough for them.
Yeah.
That's,
but we got,
you know, some
a
people
lot.
Have said, oh, yeah, I heard this guy Vanilla on the radio, and, yeah, I'm just going to go to his house. Don't come to our house because we don't have it for you. Don't come here. It'll be terrible. It's a wasted trip. We can't help you. We can help you now by giving you information on what you should be considering doing. And if you want to know what that is, go to 5MinuteUniversity.com, F-I-V-E, MinuteUniversity.com. There's a list of things you should consider buying right now. Should have bought them years ago, but you can probably still get most of it now.
But one other thing real quick.
You know, David,
go ahead, sorry.
One last thing. I was talking with an instructor recently, and this instructor said that people are stealing tomatoes out of each other's gardens. You're talking about food, and I said people are desperate. That's how I read this. People are desperate. This is the beginning. They're not asking, hey, y'all got some tomatoes and lettuce and peppers, and I'm starving. They're not doing that. They're just stealing it. This is the beginning. This is the beginning of anarchy. These are the good days. And we told you years ago we said today's better than tomorrow's going to be. And it's absolutely true. And today's better than tomorrow's going to be. It's still true. So tomorrow's going to be worse, but it's going to be better than the next day. And it's going to be better than Friday. It's getting progressively worse every day. David, back to you.
That, that, I'm glad he slipped out about that, because I'm like, well, you know, I'm asking people, well, what do you got supplies for? We got a lot. I thought about people in my group more. Energy, electric, everything. Food, medicine, everything. And they keep going on vacations and buying new stuff. I said, are you guys slowing down a little bit, putting supply back? No. What happens if things in time, something happens? Well, I wouldn't want you guys to go through it. I'll just put you guys down right away. I'm like, wait a minute. You know, you're like, you know, are you serious? And he said it, you know, actually he said it, recorrected it and made it, and said it again. I'm like, I don't talk to nobody no more. I don't trust him except for my own house. So, and my dog.
I agree with you. Gwyneth, your comments?
Yeah, I think that anyone who said anything like that to me would be off the list. They absolutely would be. Because
okay, here's
something
that's happening.
I can't have people around me who are liabilities. Mm-hmm. I cannot have people around me who are liabilities. I've had enough people in my life around me who have been liabilities. And that would even go for my own family members. And they know it. And I said to my family members, I said to them, listen, if it goes down, you can come around here, but you're going to have to work. And you're going to have, you know what sort of food I eat around here? That's the food you're going to be eating. And you know what? This family member said that I think I'll be good. And I said, yeah, okay, that's fine. I said, if you go out to work, you're going to have to bring home some money for me. You're going to have to bring home rent for me. But if you stay here, you are going to have to work with me on the field. I am not having people sitting around on their rear ends while I slog it out. That is not going to happen. And I said,
you're going to be eating the
food that I eat here, which is unconventional food. I don't eat the same sort of food. Some of it I do, but I eat a lot of things that you wouldn't normally recognize as being edible food from my garden, and I do so deliberately because if we get raiders come through, they might not recognize all the food that I've got growing here, but I know what it is, and I can eat it. But they won't even necessarily want to eat it because they don't know that it's edible anyway, and they'd probably turn their noses up at it, but I think it's delicious, and I'm used to eating it now. Anyway, there we go.
There's a report about this coffee shop owner in the United Kingdom, and she's saying that her electric bill for 2 months is $10,000. And she says, I just have a coffee shop.
Wow.
And so her electric bill has gone out of control. The value-added tax on her electric bill is about 800 euros. So think of that as like $800. This is out of control, and the electricity is expected to go up another 250% in 12 months. This is what's coming. So for those who think that electric cars, you know, they got them an electric car, well, good for them. Electric rates are going to go up.
Should I mention about the electric police cars?
I think it's great. All you have
to go is
101 miles, and they won't.
Cars.
All you have to do is go 101 miles, and they won't be able to go any farther.
Yeah,
hey, I can get off here, so
Scotland.
Great. You can talk to Greg.
All right, very good. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
In Scotland, they issued in the Scottish police, they issued all of the police forces with electric police cars. Mm-hmm. And they forgot a few details, like that these electric police cars need three-phase power to charge.
Yeah.
And they didn't have a charger, and so they plugged the police car. They got an extension cord, and they just, you know, went into the kitchen or whatever, to, you know, for the socket. And they took it out to the parking lot and they plugged the police car into the, cord, into the normal single-phase cord. And they blew up the power supply on all these police stations. I think that's great. I think that's absolutely marvelous.
Well,
he does?
People don't think and they don't know. They don't know. Let's see, we've got...
They don't know. They don't know how to run anything. All that they're used to doing is going out and extorting the populace. Mm-hmm. You know? And arresting people for mean tweets. That's what they do in the UK. They don't investigate murders or burglaries or, you know, people getting robbed on the train or anything like that anymore. If you say something nasty to somebody on Facebook, they'll be at your door. It's just absolutely ridiculous, and I think that it's kind of neat that now that they can't go anywhere because they've all come in Scotland anyway. I don't know about England, but they've all converted over to electric police cars, and they forgot to install the three-phase power in all the police stations that needed to charge them, and they don't have any money in the budget to do it now.
Greg, welcome.
Thank you, Vincent. Good morning, and I've got some sobering words, okay? And this is for people who actually believe in the scriptures and believe in prophecy. Okay, this last battle is a global effort by the adversary to take over the world, okay? That's number one. Number two is we are told that if we pick up the sword in this last battle, we will die by the sword. I want you to think about that for a minute. If you're thinking about protesting, if you think that we're going to be able to restore the government that we have right now, the answer is no, and it's not a government that needs to be restored anyway. None of them are. They're all corrupt. And another point I want to make is that the Lord himself will have to intervene and come in lest all flesh be destroyed. In other words, there will be no one left to come. This tells me that I need to prepare to survive and do whatever I can to keep my head down, remain as wise as a serpent, yet look up here as harmless as a dove. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Have everything you're going to need to do without electricity, to do without fuel, everything.
Greg, thank you for weighing in. We'll be right back.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene. 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W. 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya. 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens.
Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Send me an email to instructor@usapreparers.com. It'll come to me, instructor@usapreparers.com. And I have two questions. One, are any other broadcasters that you've listened to talking about not getting involved in rioting and protests? Are any other broadcasters talking about that? That's one question. Next question is, do you agree with our position here at USA Prepares to prepare and grow your garden and stay out of the riots and protests? Do you agree with that? Those are the two questions I have for you. And if you want to be short and sweet, that'd be wonderful. Instructor@usapreparers.com, INSTRUCTOR, at USAPREPARES.com. Greg, very quickly, and then yeah. Gwyneth, do you know any other broadcast talking about staying out of the way and don't get involved in this?
Absolutely not. That's because they don't understand the time that we're in. They don't understand the scriptures. They think that they can fix the problem and that maybe an uprising will do so. It's not going to happen, folks. And the last point I really want to make is pray day and night, because he's not going to intervene until we pray day and night for deliverance from this beast. And be ready to be as mobile as you can, because unless your mark is worth dying for, you've got to be able to move. You've got to have contingency plans in place. If you've got a place that's on public land somewhere in mind that you might want to flee to, go out there and bury some supplies.
Because all right, very good.
Stay alive through this.
Thank you, Greg. We'll see you on Friday, hour number one. Back to Gwyneth.
I can't think of any other broadcasts that are really saying the things that we're saying here. I wish there was more voices It doesn't seem like there is. It seems like that we are in the absolute minority at USA Prepares in saying that, yeah, there's a lot of broadcasts saying, yeah, there's trouble coming, there might be riots and so on and so forth. But there's nobody saying, listen, you can't change it, you just need to stay out of the way. There's nobody saying that I know of. You know, and I listen to quite a number of broadcasts, and the amount of stupid advice, like, oh yeah, I'm fine because I've got 50 cans of beans in the cupboard and a cord of wood in the shed. That's just not going to get you through. You've got to be thinking about a plan where you are constantly producing your own wood and your own food and your own electricity and your own water. And you have to be somewhere where that's actually possible. And that's not possible in the suburbs to do that. It's just not. And not only that, the more people you have around you, the more problems, potential problems there are going on in the future. And if you don't mind, Vincent, I would like to plug my book for just a few minutes. If anybody out there wants to support my work, the best way that they can do it is to buy my book or one of my books from, you can send an email to Gwyneth@usaprepares.com. You can go to Amazon and you can have a look at my books. If you go to Amazon and search for Gwyneth Isaacs, that's G-U-I-N-E-I-T-H space I-S-A-A-C-S on Amazon, you'll come up with my Amazon page. And I would recommend especially Letters to Vincent. That's going to be the most useful one. The other ones are fiction, and they're, you know, pirate adventure romances. And if you like Robert Louis Stevenson, and if you like Black Sails, and if you like Daniel Defoe, you'll love my books. They are very high quality writing. But if you want to email me at Gwyneth@usaprepares.com, I will be able to help to arrange an author copy for you and get it sent out to you at a discount price. On Letters to Vincent, the price on Amazon is $45, and I can arrange for it to be shipped to you for $40. But you have to email me at Gwyneth, G-U-I-N-E-I-T-H@usaprepares.com for that special price, and you will not find it anywhere else. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah.
And that funds my work here on USA Prepares. That funds my life.
I have read letters to do what I do. I've read Letters to Vincent. It's quite comprehensive.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.